Hey there, success buddy. Welcome to the Leaving Nowhere podcast with me, Candace Willey. I created this podcast for you. I've spent my entire life learning lessons the hard way. Through those experiences, I realized that all roads really do lead to success. Sometimes we just need better directions on how to get there. Join my guests and I in learning how Leaving Nowhere can help you get to exactly where you want to be. We'll share stories of success and the various methods we've used to help us get there. Let Leaving Nowhere be a compass in helping you achieve your greatest desires. So your journey to success starts here. Thank you for joining me for our first ever episode of Leaving Nowhere. Yes, it's season one, episode one. During today's show, I'll share a brief bio on, you guessed it, me, your host, Candace Willey. I will also share the 10 guiding principles for Leaving Nowhere. These 10 principles will be the foundation for the topics that we explore here on the show. They're also my formula for achieving success, regardless if I'm on the high road or the low road of life. To start, a bit more about me. I was born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah, the only city in the U.S. that has more road signs giving you directions on how to get out than where you're going. This may or may not have influenced my desire to move as soon as I was old enough. Aside from where I was raised, there are a few key things that you need to know about me. First, I have always been willful and headstrong to a fault. If you said I couldn't, then I would. Trust me, I was definitely that kid that had to touch the hot burner to learn that it was hot, and sometimes even more than once. An example of that behavior was reflected in my decision to become a mom before I could drive. Choosing to have a child at 15 set the tone for what would be my greatest life work. Being a mother is still the title I hold closest to my heart, with one exception, of course. The title of grandma is pretty cool. If being a teenage mom wasn't difficult enough, then you add divorce to the situation. Divorced with two children to care for at 19 was the catalyst to my success. Hell-bent on proving everyone wrong, I set off to explore and experience life with two children in tow. I spent a total of 16 years being married to my children and my work. So how did I do it? I became a self-development junkie. Self-education has been at the foundation of my personal and my professional achievements throughout my life. When you can't afford a formal education or a family vacation, you read. The number of mentors I've had through the written word are countless. That leads me to today, with almost 35 years in the professional arena. I have learned, earned, and now I am ready to return by sharing some of my greatest life lessons. So I'm honored to share what has kept me moving forward in my journey, sometimes on the road, sometimes off, but nonetheless, they kept me going. Here are my 10 principles for Leaving Nowhere. Note that they are numbered 1 through 10, but they all hold equal value. Number 1, self-worth. Take personal ownership. No one can take your power or confidence without your permission. Be kind to yourself and remember you're in the driver's seat. I'll say it again. No one can take your power or your confidence without your permission. This is where I learned that it's none of my business what other people think of me. It's also where I cared enough about myself to get out of relationships that didn't serve me any longer. You're enough. I promise you are. Number 2, vision. Your personal definition of success will vary and change throughout your life. The goal is to move forward in your journey, regardless of your starting point. I remember when I thought success was being able to pay my own rent and daycare. Words cannot express the humility that comes from being stuck on government assistance, nor can they express the exhilaration that comes from being fully financially independent. The point being, monetary or not, your success will be defined differently as you grow and your situation changes. Number 3, self-awareness. Recognize and accept where you currently are in life, situationally and literally. This is a big one. Self-awareness is important. You'll not be able to truly recognize when you're winning if you don't accept and notice when you're not. Bridging this skill isn't easy. I found that a quality mentor or friend can help tremendously with building awareness in a safe and productive way. Number 4, direction. Align your actions and choices with your values, goals, and aspirations. Without a roadmap, your destination is unpredictable. Here's a secret. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. Okay, it's not much of a secret. However, it is another key factor in finding happiness or your definition of success. If your choices don't align with your priorities or your values, it will be almost impossible to understand where you're headed or, more importantly, where you're going to end up. Number 5, values. Use your heart, mind, and faith as your compass. Your internal travel guides are always with you. Have you ever heard the old saying, "What is your gut telling you?" Our internal compass usually knows best. A large majority of our self-talk is dedicated to trying to get your mind, your heart, and your morals in alignment. My advice here is, if it doesn't feel right, it usually isn't. Trust yourself. Number 6, choice. Exercise the gift of choice. Be courageous. Put your fear in the backseat and be willing to choose another lane if the lane you're in ends or if it's leading you in the wrong direction. The beauty of life is that we can always choose something different. No, I didn't say better. I said different. This principle represents the opportunity to move on or choose a different option. Many times we fall victim to what life has dealt us. We don't need to settle. We have choices. Number 7, consequence. Consider the consequences associated with your choices. Redirect and course correct when you experience roadblocks. Their number one lesson I've tried to instill in my children is the understanding of how choices marry up to consequences, both good and bad. The author Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, shares that we need to begin with the end in mind, a behavior I consistently try to put into practice. If the end is not ideal, go back to the quality of your choices. The two work hand in hand. Number 8, education. Experience equals knowledge. Learn from your fortune and your mistakes. A bump in the road will only slow you down temporarily. For me, education and experience are one and the same. As a professional in the training field, we believe that 70% of adult learning comes from the application or the practice of a skill. This means that experience is one of the best forms of education. Never underestimate the learning benefits from both good and challenging situations. Number 9, connection. Surround yourself with individuals that inspire and encourage you. Your travel companion should support and provide guidance along the way. This is biggie number 2. Again, easier said than done. You need to surround yourself with the people that love you, support you, and most importantly, bring out the best in you. There are always going to be naysayers. Let them nay away. Yep, I just made that word up. You need to plug into a network of people that think you are better than butter. Okay, I'll end with the cheese and the food references. Number 10, transition. Leave with grace, integrity, and your character intact. How you leave your current trip will influence how you arrive at your destination. There are shelves of books on this topic. Humans do not love change or typically embrace change well. Even when the change appears to be for the better, we're not always prepared for the ripple effect or the transition. For example, you get that promotion that you've been working towards for what seems like forever. It pays more and it's more responsibility. However, with more responsibility comes more work, and more work means less time with your family. You love the recognition, however, you don't love seeing your family less. This is just one example of how positive change can ultimately lead to a negative transition. Transitioning effectively is critical to your happiness and what ultimately equates to your success. And there you have it, the 10 principles I've used to navigate my life when it appeared to be going nowhere. It takes courage and determination to keep yourself at the center of all that you do. Again, the 10 principles for leaving nowhere are self-worth, vision, self-awareness, direction, values, choice, consequence, education, connection, and transition. I hope these principles influence you to sit tall in the driver's seat and continue your unique journey of life. May your road be full of great learnings and your reward be a destination filled with success. It's been a pleasure sharing this time with you, and I hope you'll join me for future episodes. Until next time, I would love to hear from you. Stop by and say hello at CandiceWilley.com or follow me at CandiceWilley on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Pinterest. Thank you for joining today's episode of Leaving Nowhere. Here's to you and you accelerating your life and career.